Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the LeadX Leadership Show, also known as the Fan Mail Friday edition. I am Kevin Cruz, and before I launch into my random thoughts and then some reader comments, listener questions, I hope you'll leave a quick rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast, because the more reviews we get, the more likely it is that iTunes will show this podcast to others, like in their rankings, and then we can build the LeadX family. And let us know when you leave a review, and we will invite you into our private, double top secret Facebook group, also known as our ambassador program. Just this week, I asked that group to choose between two different robot voices. Do you like Sophia or do you like Allison? We need to pick a robot voice for a special project we're working on. And everybody that left a comment on that thread, we are mailing them free shipping, the no cost, all that good stuff, a free leadership book from one of our guests. So if you haven't left a rating or review, and you know what? I think you can actually just do it again. Just go to leadx.org/subscribe, click some stars, and then email Jackie@leadx.org, and let her know. Say, yo, Jackie, send me the link to that crazy Facebook group you guys are talking about. And hey, did you know that I've got 20,175 direct connections on LinkedIn? I'm still on my LinkedIn rant these days. This means if you connected to me on LinkedIn, you would be one connection away yourself from 20,175 people who are all geeking out on leadership and productivity and all that good stuff. So dig your well before you're thirsty. Hop onto LinkedIn, search on Kevin Cruz. If you don't know, it's K-R-U-S-E, and then click a connect button or something like that. Send me your connection request. I am waiting. I will answer anything you type in the little comment there, and I will accept your connection. What else have I been up to? A little bit of fun. Took the teenagers to see Black Panther over the weekend. One of the only ways I can get good time with my kids is to say, hey, let's go out to dinner, go to a new movie, and they'll be up for it. I like Black Panther a lot, but it's, I don't know, ranks number 5 or 6 in, you know, the list of all the superhero movies. My number one favorite, which I'm sure is yours as well, because there is only one correct answer to this. The best superhero movie is Iron Man 1, and I know you would agree with that. So what else is going on? I got this nice comment from Jake. Hey, Kevin, I've been listening to your podcast recently, and your information is fantastic. I am an 18-year-old, and although some of your info doesn't apply to me yet, your advice is awesome. Thanks so much for taking your time to help people like me, Jake. That's awesome, Jake. And I sent Jake a note back that I'm sure if he's into this stuff at this age, he has a very bright future ahead. And here's a question from someone who says, I'm a college student who's been diagnosed with depression and I keep procrastinating. Help. And I'm not going to mention their name. Here's the thing. You know, I certainly am not a doctor. I'm not treating depression, and I don't even really give advice. I just like to share my experiences. And if people find it helpful, then that's great. If they don't, okay. You know, I'm just sharing. And for myself, when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling not motivated, if I'm feeling a little depressed, if I'm procrastinating, I always start with the body. The mind follows the body. Emotion generally follows motion. So as a start, I make sure I'm getting enough sleep. I'm drinking like a gallon of water a day. I'm eating like 5 or 6 small meals a day, low carb. So I'm not having these glucose swings. Sugar is horrible for mood swings. Caffeine's horrible for mood swings. But here's the most important part. I walk, ideally outside, sunshine, fresh air, 20 minutes to 40 minutes. If you just can't go outside or it's freezing out, then do a treadmill, do some burpees, whatever it is, 20 to 40 minutes, get the heart rate going. There are some studies to show that daily cardiovascular exercise, light exercise, is as effective as some depression medications. I'm not making that claim here myself. I'm just saying this is what I do for myself to make sure that physically everything's wired up for success. And then, of course, anything that I'm trying to do, I take that big goal and I break it down into small bites, even so small that I've got a daily most important task, MIT, and I work on it as early in the morning as possible. And there's no guaranteed way to hit it all the time, but that's the best way I know what to do. And now for something completely different. You may remember that I was talking about my next leadership book, which I wrote like almost a year ago. It sold to Rodale. They were supposed to release it in September of 2018, upcoming. And then Rodale, I found out, just got sold to Crown. And now they've pushed my publication date all the way out to April of 2019. It's amazing working with traditional publishers. You write a book and it takes them 2 years to get it to market. My independently published books, which outsell my traditionally published ones, by the way, usually I can write them in a few months and publish them over 3 days. But anyway, I just thought, okay, this book isn't going to come out for a year from now, literally over a year from now. So I'll just start reading some of it, snippets. This is your 1 minute books on tape. This is literally chapter one, close your open door policy. On May 10th, 2017, TV talk show host Steve Harvey broke the internet. Not literally, of course. From social media to the nightly news, people expressed outrage over what Variety called a shocking memo sent by Harvey to his staff. With blunt language, he let everyone know to leave him alone. He wrote in part, "I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room, no stopping by or popping in, no one. Do not come to me in my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment." While his memo went viral and there was universal shock, I was shocked that everyone else was shocked, because Steve Harvey was right. Could he have phrased it differently? Yes. Even my teenagers know all caps is never a good idea. Realize that Harvey is 60 years old and he hosts a radio show, a talk show, Family Feud, Little Big Shots talent show, and various other programs. He routinely travels between Los Angeles, Chicago, and Atlanta to produce these programs. He is a father and a grandfather. Now, I am 10 years younger and I need a nap just from thinking about his schedule. Everyone on Steve Harvey's staff should know better. They need him to be energized, funny, and creative. They don't need him to micromanage show details or to be signing autographs. It's shocking he had to send the memo at all. Doesn't he have a highly paid assistant serving as a chief of staff to optimize his time? Why isn't the show producer acting as the gateway to the rest of the staff? You can tell that the memo was written with emotional honesty in a time of frustration, but he wasn't wrong. Okay, that was my dramatic reading of my own work. That was like, I don't know, however many words that was. And hey, shoot me a note on social media or somewhere, on LinkedIn maybe, and say, yeah, keep reading from your book. That was pretty funny or good or interesting. And the rest of that chapter is about how to fix the open door policy that you have, how to stop all of those, got a minute, meetings and requests that you get all day long. So that's all I've got today. I am going to end by, of course, reminding you to be mindful of leadership. I want to remind you also to visit leadx.org and check out the LeadX Academy. That is the single easiest way for you to stand out and get ahead at work. You will learn to double your productivity, to build your personal brand, and you will see specifically what I did to get a Best Place to Work award. LeadX Academy at leadx.org. No cost, free for 3 days to check it out. Be mindful of your leadership power. How are you going to lead today?